Reporting for KEOM Student Voices, this is Serena Areola from West Mesquite High School, reporting on recognizing a hearing problem in your child. For a child, hearing and learning to talk are essential parts of learning, playing, and developing social skills. According to the National Institute of Deafness, up to 3 babies out of 1,000 have hearing loss. That may not sound like many, but if the child is yours, you want to get the help needed. Although many things can lead to hearing loss, about half the time the Institute says no cause is found, but it's more common for it to occur in babies. If they were born prematurely, if they were given medication that can lead to hearing loss, if they had complications at birth, if they have had ear infections, if they have been exposed to very loud sounds even briefly, or if they have family members with childhood hearing loss. If any of the items on this list pertain to your child and you have noticed that they do not react normally to sound, the Institute recommends you take them to an audiologist to have their hearing tested. In this case, the earlier, the better. According to KidsHealth.org, hearing problems can be overcome if they're caught early enough, ideally by the time your baby is 3 months old. The earlier it is caught, the less likely it will cause delayed development. Frequently, hearing loss in young children is temporary and can be caused by something as simple as an earwax buildup or middle ear infections. Many children with temporary hearing loss can have their hearing restored through medical treatment or minor surgery. But in other cases, some children could have hearing loss that is permanent. It is up to the parents to spot the warning signs of hearing problems. Here are some of the things to look for. Your newborn doesn't startle or jump at sudden loud noises. Your baby doesn't react to your voice by 3 months. Your baby doesn't turn towards sound at 6 months. By 12 months, babies should be imitating sounds and producing a few words. If your child is not doing these things, consider going to a doctor. Most hearing problems can be treated if caught early enough. Children as young as 3 months of age can be fitted with hearing aid, and if imperative parents recognize the signs of hearing loss as early as possible. Protracted hearing loss could mean developmental delays, including learning to talk and in learning in general. This story was written by Laura Calderon and Jocelyn Gonzalez from West Mesquite High School. For Student Voices, I'm Serena Areola.